Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Angela Stanford, and she is a curator for collections at the Danish Museum, the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning.
Angela, you've been at the Danish Museum for a while.
Yeah, April will be 9 years that I've been here.
My goodness. So you've seen some things come, some things go, but your major job, talk about what your major job is.
My primary responsibility is really the care and management of the artifact collection, which numbers with all of the object collection, the three-dimensional pieces, plus photographs and archives and library material, about 40,000 pieces. So it's really just kind of cataloging all of that, photographing everything, and just creating both a paper and electronic record, and knowing where everything is and just caring for it professionally.
Knowing where 40,000 objects are, what kind of system do you have?
We have a database that's used internationally. It's called Past Perfect. About 8,000 museums worldwide use it. It's the most popular collections database out there. Mm-hmm. It's just an electronic system that helps you catalog everything and manage all those photographs of everything. So we're working on a full inventory of the collection right now, and we're just about a year or so away from completing it. And by the time we're finished, every artifact in the collection will have a photograph, multiple photographs really, in this database. So it's just kind of a single stop for everything that's known about it, every artifact in the collection.
And then you keep adding more, correct?
We do. We get offers. Through the winter, there are fewer offers because fewer people are out traveling and moving around. But through the year, especially kind of peak season, I would say at least once a week we get offers, if not more often. So, yeah, things come into the collection on a regular basis.
So is a part of your responsibility then to decide, because you can't take everything that somebody offers.
Right, and I'm part of a committee, actually, that decides what does come into the collection and what doesn't. It's called the Collections Review Committee, and we meet monthly. So usually when people have something that they want to offer, they give us a call or send me an email and say, hey, I have this thing. And then we usually request all of the information about that object, what makes it important or what would make it important for the collection, and photographs of it, so that we can, at these monthly meetings, sit down and talk about how it might fit within the collection, if it fills a gap that we have in the collection, if it's going to help with an exhibition that's coming up, or if it's just got this amazing story that we just have to represent in the collection. And sometimes the consideration is, we already have this object in the collection, but how does its story compare to the stories of the pieces already in the collection? Sometimes it's just a balance of finding whether it compares or is unique enough, you know, that we can accept it anyway.
So you're one of the first people that gets to hear those stories. That has to be a really interesting part of your responsibilities.
Yes, it's my favorite part of the job. It's what keeps me in this kind of position, because most people don't have that firsthand knowledge of the artifacts, and they don't get to handle everything too. So even though we wear gloves and obviously handle things very carefully, I'm the one that deals with the collection directly and with the donors, and I get to hear those stories firsthand, and it's pretty remarkable, some of the things that people just have in their homes and are willing to just hand over to us. Mm-hmm. So,
well, they know they're going to be well taken care of, because yes, you have things stored on shelves, but you have very specific shelves, very well taken care of shelves. This isn't just like my basement.
No, definitely. And all of the materials we use are all acid-free and archival materials, and everything in storage, whether it's on exhibit or not, the whole building is climate controlled, but specifically the storage spaces are very specifically climate controlled, and light levels are monitored, and even pest activity is monitored throughout the building. So yeah, it's a very structured professional environment, and I think that's it's very gratifying to work in a museum that has such professional spaces and we're able to give that level of care to our collection.
Mm-hmm. So we know things are going to be well taken care of. We're visiting with Angela Stanford, and she's the collections curator at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Now, I noticed you have another part of your title, registrar. What does that mean?
The registrar part of the job is essentially the paperwork side of things. So all the cataloging, sending out the deeds of gift that transfer ownership to the museum, shipping and insurance and that kind of thing. And then the curator part of the job is really more the physical management of the collection. Okay. And some of the research into the the history of artifacts.
You mentioned you have all this information. Do other museums, other people kind of search and use that as information to help them also?
Sometimes. Our collection is actually available online to members at the $100 level and above. And a lot of folks will be researching various topics, and those that have access to the database can have called on a regular basis just to try to find out more because they found XYZ information online and want to know if there's any more. But mm-hmm. And sometimes if we're working with a particular museum, if they've given us a call and said, hey, we're doing an exhibit on folk costumes, for example, I can give them access to the database and they can do their own research through our collection just based on what we've already entered. So yeah, we work with individual researchers and museums sometimes, yeah.
Now you just recently got another responsibility. That's you were elected president of the Iowa Museum Organization, and I'm guessing you've been a member of that for quite a while.
I have, and I was co-chair of the Collections and Exhibits Committee for probably the past 4 or 5 years, just kind of helping the board with that, planning a lot of workshops and things throughout the year. But yeah, I was just elected and just began the term the beginning of January here. So it's a 2-year term, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about it.
What are some of your goals, along with the other members and officers? What are some of the goals that you hope will happen here during those 2 years?
I think one of the things that we're really hoping to promote is the workshop offerings that we have. And kind of in line with that, we're hoping to develop a certificate program. It would be the Iowa Museum Association certificate program. I think, and specifically targeted for volunteers and part-time folks that work at museums that don't have a professional degree in the field and don't have the time or resources to just stop working and go to a university and get a degree. Like some people do it that way and others just can't. And it's for those that can't mm-hmm. that we're offering hope to offer the certificate. It would basically be you take X number of courses throughout a period of so many years, and that earns you credits toward a certificate. So it's a similar kind of thing to a degree, mm-hmm. but it's just more accessible, I think, mm-hmm. And it would make volunteers and part-time folks more desirable than when full-time positions come available at some of these museums. Mm-hmm. That way they'll have that background and knowledge, so.
And I know you have a lot of volunteers here at the museum. Let's talk a little bit about you personally. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a tiny little town in south central Iowa called Allerton. It's about an hour and a half south of Des Moines, just above mm-hmm. the Missouri line.
So were you a collector as a kid? You know, when did you kind of get started in all this collecting and then move on to interest in, getting serious about that?
I've not necessarily ever been a collector so much. I've always been interested in history, and I've always loved antiques and old stuff. But I was blessed to have a really good high school history teacher, and I just fell in love with history and pursued it in college and realized that I could make a career of this and kind of did a career placement test my freshman year of college and realized that there's this curator registrar position and finished college with a history degree, and then I went on for my master's in museum studies, and it's a good fit.
Yeah. And where did you do your studies? What colleges?
For undergrad, I went to Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa, and then my grad school was Eastern Illinois University in Charleston.
Okay, and so here you are and have been here a while, and I think you're kind of the behind-scenes person. I don't know that we see you out there much, but you're just enjoying all the things that you do here. If somebody is interested in a career, I mean, your career certainly has moved along, what should they do? Let's say a young person says, or maybe even adults, that I would like to have a career like Angela's. What do they need to do?
I would definitely recommend, especially if you've not had any real experience with it, go volunteer at a local museum. There are a lot of different departments that need volunteer help here in collections. We've got cataloging and inventory of artifacts. I know development has a lot of projects, exhibits. There are lots of different ways to volunteer at lots of different museums. So, and that kind of gives you, if you volunteer in different areas, it kind of gives you a better sense of what department you might be more interested in. And then pursue workshops and things offered through your state organizations. And if you're really serious about it, certainly if, as maybe a high school college student coming up, definitely look into museum programs. There are tons of them out there, and it's a good way to get into the field.
Okay, well, we want to thank you very much, Angela Stanford, for visiting with us today, and best wishes as your year is, 2 years as president of the Museum Association. Until next time, here's a thought. Do just once what others say you can't do, and you will never pay attention to their limitations again.